This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How crazy is it that we learn that Epstein didn't commit suicide? Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm shocked. There's gambling in this casino. What? Epstein did not commit suicide? And in fact, it looks like he died of strangulation? Dun, 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 dun. Hey, I don't want to point fingers at anybody, but you might want to check with the Clintons. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Look, here's what's funny about this. I ain't telling you anything you didn't already know. I'm just delivering it maybe a little bit more funny. Yeah, exactly. You already suspected this. Epstein didn't commit suicide. So, that poses an interesting whodunit, don't it? I mean, this is the stuff that movies are made of. What's that movie, Who Killed Mama on the Train or something? I mean, what's that movie where all the people are suspects about who did it? And the lights went out and boom, there's a guy with the knife in the back, or in this case, he's been strangled? Oh, I know. The original report didn't see the ligature marks around his neck. Oh, and that's right. He didn't actually hang himself. What was he supposed to have done? I don't know. Who knows? What other truths may be revealed now that we've learned that Epstein did not kill himself? Pum, 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 pum. Hey, here's an interesting quandary. Democrats, what are you going to learn? Because there are many Democrats. He killed himself. Come on, man. There's no conspiracy. He just knew that he had done some bad stuff. Well, what if there is a conspiracy? What if, for example, Joe Biden did feather his crackhead son's nest based on money that he got from Ukraine, $50,000 a month from Ukraine and $1.5 billion from China? Ergo, what if Joe Biden really is an idiot? Dun, 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 dun. Where's our music? I need that. What if Russian collusion by Donald Trump is a hoax made up by the Democrats? What if Schiff and Nadler are part of the conspiracy to oust President Trump? Bum, 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 bum. Here's what I did a whole show, not a whole show, but I did segments, and I asked Democrats. I said, what if it turns out that the things you believe to be true are lies? And what if it turns out that the lies that you've been told and you've invested in turn out to be truths? In other words, everything they told you, Donald Trump is a racist, Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump. And you're going, I believe that. That's a fact, man. And what if you believe that Barack Obama really is smart, and it turns out he's dumb? He's as dumb as Joe Biden. What if you learn that Barack Obama was a mediocre student who graduated in the bottom half of his class? What if you learn that Barack Obama actually did lead a coup against candidate Trump? That he did everything he could to arm the Department of Justice against a private citizen who dared to want to become president of the United States? What about it, leftists? I mean, if it turns out that Epstein was a lie, that this idea that he committed suicide was a fabrication of the media, then what does it mean? Because there's no connection to Epstein to Trump other than Trump saying, hey, he's got a propensity to go after some pretty young chicks. But there's a lot of evidence that Bill Clinton and Epstein were aces. They were buddies. And many other people, many other powerful people, many other anti-Trumpers. What if you learn that there really is a cabal in this country against truth and justice? What if you learn Hillary Clinton and team really did kill Seth Rich? Oh my goodness, there's Kevin, Mr. Conspiracy Theory. Let's put him into the whole category of Alex Jones. Let's ostracize him. Hey, Democrats, what if you learned that your party really is the party of real racists and they use black people to keep power? Huh? What if you learned that? What if you actually go back in history and read a book and find out what your party did to black folks instead of Democrats and you learned that Republicans actually helped them? What if you learned that Weinstein raped or molested more women than you were told? What if you learned that Hollywood is still full of rapists and child molesters? I feel like Jeff Foxworthy. You might be a redneck if you might be a Democrat if you believed that Barack Obama was smart. You might be a Democrat if you believed that Joe Biden was not an idiot. You might be a Democrat if you believed that Trump was part of the Russian conspiracy. Look, I'm just revealing truths to you. Well, Hollywood, what if you learned that Hollywood is still full of rapists and child molesters, folks? And will they reveal the Democrats who raped or molested the staffers and then paid them for their silence, $17 million of your money? What if we learned that? You get what I'm saying? What if Democrats learn this, that people don't actually give a crap about the opinions of celebrities, entertainers, Holly weirdos, or the women on The View? What if you learn, Democrats, that even more white leftist elitists cheated to get their kids into college? What if you learn, Democrats, that many of the so-called leaders in your party were lying scoundrels who, like Elizabeth Warren, used identity theft or some other crazy means to get ahead? Huh, Rachel Dolezal? There's a lot you can learn. There's a lot that Epstein's teaching you, and it isn't just about them lying about his death. What if you learn, Democrats, that the Education Department never intends to actually educate black students, and that they use them? They use them to finance a system of what they call it, hidden racism. What if you learn that? What if you learn that the Burger King veggie burger is a gateway drug to becoming a vegetarian? Oh, man. Democrats got a lot to learn. Hey, here's one, Democrats. Maybe you already know this, but maybe you'll learn something new, because I'm going to tell you something. I believe that the death of Jeffrey Epstein and the knowledge that he did not kill himself explains why you hate your presidential candidates, and you're just learning this, right? Let me tell you something else you should probably learn. The Democrats hate their miserable lives. You want to know who killed Jeffrey Epstein? I give you the Democrats. We got a lot to talk about today. Elizabeth Warren says she fights climate change by mostly flying commercial. That's when she's not flying private. And she continued, but we are trying to look at other ways. At other ways to what? To travel? Or to fight global climate farce. We'll be back with Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have a very good lawyer with us, right? He's Sam Dewey. He's worked on both House and Senate investigations when it comes to these matters. Sir, thank you for joining us. What would you call this that they're voting on Thursday, what you know of it?
Neil, thank you for having me. I would call this, first and foremost, a recognition by Speaker Pelosi and others that the process that has been run has not been following formal precedents of historical fairness, and actually a recognition that Chairman Schiff's process is probably illegal under House rules.
Democrats have got a tiger by the tail, and they don't know what to do. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The House announced that they were going to hold a vote on Halloween, as you guys know, to establish the procedures governing the ongoing impeachment probe that Pelosi, as I played a clip the other day, said, it's not an impeachment process or whatever. She really wants to split hairs over all of this. And I'm going to tell you, I've told you 100 times, if I haven't said it 1,000 times, that it's all going to backfire. The speaker says they have no constitutional requirement to vote on authorizing an impeachment inquiry, then decided we're going to vote on an impeachment inquiry, and a federal judge, probably an Obama appointee, says you don't have to do any of that, but they're still doing it. They're still going through with this in a strange kind of way because it doesn't really fit. Nobody can quite figure it out. They ask her, what is it? We don't know. The media, everybody's going, we don't quite know what it is. Well, all we know is that the Democrats want to get President Trump, and they're going to look for any way that they can do that. That's what we know. We know that the Democrats are hell-bent on getting Donald Trump. They don't care whether they got to fake evidence, they got to create evidence. It doesn't matter. They're going to get it. But the problem is they're going to lose. And let me tell you, they've already got issues. They got criticism from 31 freshman and moderate Democrats representing districts that Trump won in 2016. All these House Democrats are like, look, you're not doing us any favors. Now, here's what I want to say to you. 16 Democrats who have run in districts where Trump won are concerned. They're concerned because if they lose their seats, that means that the Republicans will flip those 16 districts for a net gain of 32, taking them away from the Democrats, putting them in the hands of the Republicans. But let me tell you what else is happening. They're strengthening the Republican districts. Those districts that maybe were on here, you know, fractional, the ones that the Democrats thought they could win, take those away from them, and you get those back. In other words, let me just say what I need to say to you, which is the President Trump will not only win the presidency, he will win the House and he will win the Senate. And here's how you know. They've already started teasing. The GOP is concerned about losing the Senate and the House. See, that's a test by the media to say, are you paying attention? Please look at my little headline. Please click on me. Please, here's some clickbait, conservatives and Republicans. Click on it. I want to see how scared you are. You know what I did? I didn't click. I just read the title and I went, ha, ha, ha. I know what you're doing. You want to see how much interest you can garner from me by threatening me with nonsense. Van Drew, who represents a district in southern New Jersey, said that prior to 2016, he'd not voted Republican at the presidential level since before 1980. He suggested the vote could backfire on the House majority. He told this to Politico before adding that the GOP was clamoring for such a vote. He says, I didn't know that it was necessary at this point. So if they very much want it, it would mean they want us as a whole lot. And really think it's a good idea to help us. They want to help us a whole lot, and they really think it's a good idea. Or they think it was going to put us in a tight spot. He's a Republican saying, this isn't going to go the way they think it's going to go. They said, although Van Drew was the first to announce his opposition, at least two more vulnerable Democrats have chimed in. Colin Peterson and Anthony Brindisi, they've expressed unease with the strategy of the House leadership in going ahead with this vote. This is not gonna go well for him. But who am I to say it, all right? I'm just a nobody. The former management consulting strategist who looked at risk factors and said, I wouldn't go that way if I were you. Well, I'm just a nobody. I'm just a little who in Whoville telling the Democrats, look, you might not want to go this route. Now, of course, the wrangling that goes on in D.C. is funny in these types of matters. So they'll go to all these people that have, and these people are positioning as well. They're saying to Pelosi, hey, look. We could use some of that money, that fundraising that you're able to do. So we're going to make a public statement saying we don't want to go with this. And then Pelosi will go over and say, hey, look, you better get your act together. What is it going to take for you to stop with this negative press? And then, well, if you can get me such and such into my district, then maybe I'll shut up. If you can get people to start funding my campaign and or you agree that the DNC is going to help me in my district, then I'll shut up. So there's a lot of wrangling going on. But here's what I'll tell you. Because the D.C. swamp has been drained to such a level, the wrangling doesn't work like it used to. The favors that get passed and do this, do that, they don't work like they used to. Because they have a president now who is so unpredictable and he's become so powerful as his own media source that they can't control the narrative. So in the old days, Pelosi could go to these people. She could go to Colin Peterson. She could go to Anthony Brindisi and say, hey, look, I'll get you what you need. Just follow me. But she doesn't. And let me tell you, for those of you who don't believe me, who believe that it's the same way as it used to be in the old days of Tip O'Neill, I give you Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let's just all take a minute and think about that. See, what I'm telling you is individual people in Congress now. I'm not saying it's Brindisi and Colin Peterson, because you probably don't even know those names unless you happen to live in Minnesota or New York. Or New York and Minnesota, to be specific about it, because Brindisi's New York and Peterson is Minnesota. But what you do know is that these people understand that they don't have to follow them. I mean, you got a freshman congressman like AOC who says to Pelosi, I don't have to pay attention to you. I don't need to listen to you. What are you talking about? I can do what I want. So these people understand that this impeachment nuclear bomb is about to detonate, and I always talk about shrapnel, but nuclear bombs don't produce shrapnel. They just destroy everything at the epicenter and within a certain radius. And then the radiation gets you. So it's worse than shrapnel. Because once that mushroom cloud hits, everything is gone in the epicenter. And then the real bad part comes. The shockwave and the radiation. And what these people are telling Pelosi is, I certainly don't want to be in the epicenter. I don't want to be anywhere near the shockwave. And I don't want the fallout that's going to come from this. So the vote yesterday is telling in a lot of respects. We'll dive into it. But I believe that the long-term ramifications of this are the things that these congressmen are going to be thinking about. And everybody's at risk because the political landscape has changed as dramatic as it has ever been.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee is continuing to hear from witnesses regarding the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. This time it's from EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland.
President Trump, when I asked him the open-ended question, as I testified previously, what do you want from Ukraine? His answer was, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. That's all I got from President Trump.
President Trump is on his way to Austin, Texas, to tour an Apple facility that makes computers. The president says he's talking to Tim Cook about building another factory here in the United States.
And I've been asking Tim Cook from the day I got elected from the campaign. I've been asking Tim Cook, too, if they would. We want to see Apple built here. That way you have no tariffs. There's no tariffs.
The president speaking there on Air Force One, hence the poor audio quality, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Manny, you just became a citizen of the United States. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's definitely exciting.
So you're a first-time voter, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And who will you be casting that vote for?
Donald J. Trump. I love you, big guy.
And what's your reason for supporting the president?
Immigration. Build the wall. I am so tired of it as an immigrant, I'm telling you. There's so many wrong immigrants coming in. We need the best. We need the brightest coming in.
Manny, you just became a citizen of the United States. Congratulations.
Welcome, Manny. Welcome to the United States. Welcome to citizenship. Welcome to the thing that no matter what country in the world you live in, the most valuable citizenship. If we could rate the value of citizenship, America's citizenship would be it would be a strong number one over anywhere else. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I would love to do that. I would love to see somebody say, okay, we're going to put citizenship on a stock exchange, and you tell me what the value of being an American is versus being Chinese. America versus being Cuban or Russian or whatever. And I love all people. And I'm undoubtedly biased towards America. But I'm telling you right now, if I lived in Europe, I would be envious of America. If I lived in the motherland in Africa, I guarantee you I would want to be American. And you know how I can tell you that the America is coveted. People want to get here is because name me the continent where people don't come here in droves. See, it's one thing to go from, you know, China to Russia or Korea or whatever, because there's borders all there. It's one thing to go from, you know, some place in Europe over to France or what have you. It's a whole other to say, I'm going to come way across the ocean. I'm going to figure out how to get to America. And we have more people probably per capita. I'm guessing here, but we have more people per capita who come here. And even the people that go to Europe, I'm going to tell you something. The only reason why they go to Europe is because it's quicker. Or they feel like they can't get in America. Ask the average person that immigrates into Europe, would you really want Europe or America? If America and Europe were the same distance away from your little crap hole country, which one would you come to? They're going to tell you, I would have definitely come to America. The majority of them would have come to America. The only reason why they would go elsewhere, I got family there. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Look, this is tough truth. I get it. It's tough to deal with, and I don't deliver it with any... I don't sugarcoat it. I don't put little sprinkles on it and make it pretty. I just give you the truth, the ugly truth. But guess what? The truth is beautiful. There is no such thing as ugly truth. I'm look, we can quibble. Kevin, does this dress make me look fat? Yes. Could I soften the blow? Yeah, I could do a lot of things, but the truth is the truth. You look fat. Woo, we got some stuff to talk about. Saw some polling. You guys see this? Oh, I wish people could see Manny. Manny is Pakistani. He looks like he's Pakistani or Indian or something. The smile on this dude's face for being an American man, it warmed my heart. It warmed my heart. Made me understand why my emotions run so high for this country. Anyway, I that's why I hate we play clips, because I hope you've seen the videos. I really do. Anyway, new polling's out. I love this. I love this story. This story is so funny. Okay, Joe Biden's lead. I'm reading this. Joe Biden's lead over President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head presidential race has plummeted, though he remains ahead of the commander-in-chief, according to a new poll revealed Wednesday. Yeah, what's funny, the person who put this poll up, they didn't even have the nerve to tell you what the poll was in the link. They tell you later. I'm going to tell you what the poll is so you can have an idea. But here's what it is. The former Veep leads Trump by 5 percentage points, 41% to 36%, among 1,997 registered voters in the new Morning Consult Politico survey testing the hypothetical Election Day matchup. Roughly half the 11-point lead he had in June in a survey conducted before the Democrat Party's first debates. So Joe Biden, at one point, they want you to believe, led Donald Trump by 11 points in a head-to-head matchup. So I'm going to just tell you, look, believe what you want to believe. I call BS on that, but fine. Now they say, with all of Joe Biden's problems, a dude who will not, I repeat, will not be the Democrats' nominee, he still leads the president by. Look, let's just say what this is. Joe and team, we know what you're doing. Joe Biden wants you to believe that he's still viable. And hey, here's what he said. Okay, although I can't beat Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Pete Buttigieg or Kamala Harris, and we'll talk about her in a bit, I still can beat Donald Trump. And that's what we have to remember. When we go to the general election, who's got the most beatability index? They create stuff all the time because it's so desperate. The level of desperation. Anyway, they go on. So they say this. Some of the president's biggest gains came among women and the youngest voters, two groups that are typically seen as one of his weakest voting blocks. So let me just explain something to you. These are two separate polls. A separate poll said Joe Biden was ahead by 11%. A new poll, the new Morning Consult / Politico survey of 1,997 registered voters. They don't tell you. Registered Democrats, you can go look at the demographics, but I'll tell you this, it's mostly Democrats, and they say, oh, he can still beat Biden. I mean, he can still beat Trump. Biden can. But now they say, oh, Donald Trump gained in this with women and younger voters, because they want to throw you an olive branch as a conservative. They say, look, before you dismiss this poll, black man, Kevin Jackson, of the Kevin Jackson Show, understand, Donald Trump made some strides in his weakest voting blocks, women and younger voters. So please give my poll credibility now that I've given you a bone. Trump trailed Biden by 11 points among women in the latest poll back October 25 to 28, compared to the 20-point gap in June. So he's made 11 points up with women from June till now. What is he? Is he less of a groper? Is he less of a womanizer? What happened? What did Joe Biden do that lessened the blow for women and youngsters during that time? Let me just give you the answer. Nothing. Because it wasn't a believable poll in the beginning. But they go on to tell you this. He still lags behind Biden and the voters between the ages of 18 to 29. But he lags 14 points behind. But that's a big improvement over the 28-point deficit. So, if Donald Trump, with this bogus poll, gained with women and kids, what it's telling you folks forget the overall numbers that Biden can beat Donald Trump by five. The bigger poll picture here is Donald Trump is getting through to women, and he's getting through to the 18 to 29 demographic, the youngsters, and they're saying, we've seen enough. The poll was never real in Biden's ability to beat Trump. Forget that. The poll was really more significant about how are these people being impacted? Let me explain. Women were supposed to be barefoot, pregnant, and beaten in the streets with Trump, right? And forced to have their babies, whatever. And what women have found under President Trump is, you know what? It didn't change the way they told us. They told us that we would be doing back alley abortions. They told us that we wouldn't be able to get jobs and all. And you know what women have found out? Holy crap. Not only do we have lowest unemployment of women at any point in history, we can get any job we want. We can go and create and start our own stuff. We've got more money in our pockets. We don't have to make financial decisions of who we're going to date or marry because we're broke. We actually have money. We can make better decisions, better male choices. So they stop hating on men because they find men more commensurate with their status. One of the biggest problems that women have is when they're economically dependent and they say, I'll go on take Ray Ray because at least he's paying my cell phone bill. But when a woman can pay her own way and say, I don't need you, she attracts a different quality of man. That's what's happening with women. You want to know what's happening with millennials? They're moving out of their parents' basements and not living with grandparents and not couch sofa, what they call it, sofa surfing. And they're actually going out, getting jobs, good paying jobs, that the government isn't forcing minimum wage. They're finding out. They go there, they do the job, and the companies actually pay them. The companies are glad to have them. They found a sense of pride in doing something and finding out, you know what, I'm good at what I do. I want to do more. They're getting a sense of pride in work ethic. They want you to think this poll is bad news. Oh, here's a little bit of good news for Trump, but here's the bad news. Biden can't beat. There is no Democrat on the planet. That Democrat that can beat Trump hasn't been born, hasn't even been thought of by the good Lord. So don't worry about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We covered a polling, Biden v. Trump polling earlier, or just a few minutes ago. And I'll tell you, there was another poll that came out that's probably more significant and probably speaks more to the numbers than anything that we've discussed in a while. And it's this. 7 out of 10 voters believe in America first. You know, the saying America first, Donald Trump has make America great again, but he's also got America first. 7 out of 10 voters believe in America first. Yeah, that's significant. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's a slogan, right? It just doesn't have any real meaning. America first. So somebody polled on it. I don't know who, and I'm going to give this poll the same amount of credence I give to any other poll that I haven't dug into and really understand. It's not truly balanced. And what I'll tell you is, I don't know whether they poll Democrats, Republicans, whatever, but I'll give you my opinion. I believe that if you poll the majority of Americans and you said, when it comes to the interest of America, who should the person running the country, the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, put first? America or the other countries, the world? And I believe this poll is light. I believe that the majority of Americans would go, well, of course, put America first. It would be like asking the question, America sends its team to the Olympics. Who should you choose, who should you cheer for? America when they're playing another team or the other athletes? And liberals will come back with a 48% of the people say the other athletes. That's what I don't even think that's a farce. I think that's probably true. But conservatives would be 98% that you should be cheering for America. And the 2% are just liberals that call themselves conservative. You get what I'm saying? It's a no-brainer to support your country. America first. And here's what's interesting. We have to sell this to the left. You say America, oh, look at you talking about putting America first. Well, who would you put first?
I'm not really sure. But, well, America. Okay.
So we don't have a beef. See, what's funny is when you make a leftist think, You don't have a beef. I was talking to a lady the other day. We were having a meeting, and she says to me, Kevin, what are you trying to accomplish? And I said, I'm trying to wake people up. And she goes, well, what do you mean? And I said, okay, so let me ask you this. You ever been, she's 48 or 50 years old. I said, you ever been in a relationship where you just really liked this guy? Some guy, you liked him, man. He was just like, oh, dreamy, right? He was dreamy to you. And then one day, something happened. Maybe he didn't get forgot your birthday, didn't do something on Valentine's Day, whatever. Something happened and click, it went off. That he doesn't care about me. I don't know what it is. I don't know what your thought process was, but you were smitten and then you woke up one day and something like, something he did or something somebody said made you go, And let me put it from a guy perspective, because I can tell you. I, years ago, obviously years ago, dated a girl, smitten. She's gorgeous. She was all these different things. And one day, she, did something that, made me go, wait a minute, that's a very selfish thing to do. And then I started reflecting, right, going backwards and going, she's selfish. She's very selfish. And that was, at that point, I never saw her the same. That's what we've got to do. Black folks don't see the selfishness of the Democrats. They don't. It's coming in snippets. I mean, you'll get a few black people that wake up from time to time. But what we've got to do, we've got to tap into that thing that says that it's like blacks have been mass hypnotized.
I hate Donald Trump. I hate Donald Trump.
They've been programmed. I don't know whether they put it in our chitlins or whatever, but they did. They got us to hate Donald Trump, to hate capitalists, the very people that create jobs, the things that we want to be. Every black man on the planet wants to own his own label, right, or own his own business. But they got us hating the people that own their own businesses while challenging us to do it. Self-hate. So they've done these. It's a big mass hypnosis of blacks. And then somebody like me comes along and says, oh, I see how you mass. And I got the code. I got the keyword. And the keyword is, Trump. Right. And I go, Trump. And then, oh, they all wake up. Well, guess what? There are keywords. Education usually comes in the form of school choice. Blacks want school choice because they feel like their schools are irredeemable. You cannot fix a black school. The building itself is moldy. It's old. It's dilapidated and whatever. Doesn't work. And we get the substandard teachers and the whole deal. So we want to blow up the system. We want to send our kids to where the white kids go. I'm just saying, that's what's happening. We want to send our kids to charter schools. I've watched black people cry when they don't get the school that they want their kids to go into. You don't hear about this. The media won't show you when these lotteries that go on in inner cities. And I, you know what? I'm gonna videotape these one time. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna videotape these and show you what happens when these people don't get the schools that they want for their kids. Parents crying, women crying, and father's like, "Dang, man, dang." You know, I sure want to get little Ray Ray in that school. He's good. You know, and they're telling you their stories. It's funny, man. I mean, it's actually horrible. It's horrible. It's not funny at all. And I say that. So we got to wake them up. And there are ways to do that that we understand. I mean, my team understands, and we're certainly trying to put all this stuff together. And that's why people, I think, are starting to dote on us. But anyway, 7 out of 10 people, according to this survey, believe in America first. Believe in Make America Great Again. It's funny because now, and I know that that's not what this survey is about. It's not about Make America Great Again, because you'll get people that'll argue, we've always been great, or we've never been great, or whatever. But that's people trying to be contrarians. Just trying to spit something back at you to make you go, oh, we've never been great. You know, defend America. I defend America. America's made up of every culture. If America isn't great, there is no such thing as great. That's my defense of America. If America is not great, great doesn't exist. Because every other country, there's somebody here. You can't say that with most other countries. And you certainly can't say it in the numbers that we have. I realize, you know, Europe is all, it's all multicultural and all that, but it really isn't. It isn't anything close to America. And I go back to what I said earlier, that everybody, every country has many, many citizens who want to come to America. They don't long to go to Europe. They'll go, but they don't long to go. They'll go. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, I want to move on. So I want to talk about the whistleblower. He's been uncovered. They say his name is Eric. How do you call it? Sierra Mella? He's an analyst at the CIA. And they wanted to take his name off the deposition, but somehow Real Clear Investigations, this is a group headed by Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics, they were able to find him out. And so now we know. And now people are beginning to figure out who he is. And here's what I've read about. It says, Sarah Mella is 33 years old, a registered Democrat who began working at the White House during the Obama administration, previously worked for former VP Joe Biden and former CIA Director John Brennan. Do I really need to go any further? He left the Trump administration's National Security Council mid-2017 over concerns about negative leaks to the media. Then returned to the CIA. He was accused of working against Trump and leaking against Trump, a former NSA official told Real Clear Investigations. They said Sierra Mella huddled for guidance with the staff House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, including former NSC colleagues who now work for Schiff. He huddled with them for guidance on what to do. What to do with his false claims. They said he worked with the Democratic National Committee operative, Alexandra Chalupa, getting hungry all of a sudden, who dug up dirt on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election, and he invited her into the White House for meetings, according to former White House colleagues. So, the guy's he's a spy. He's another spy. They said, everyone knows who he is. CNN knows. The Washington Post knows. The New York Times knows. Congress knows. The White House knows. Even the president knows who he is. This is Fred Fleeks, former CIA analyst and NSC chief of staff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.